CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Concordia University has disclosed its investment portfolio. After 2 years of pressure from student activists to disclose its endowment funds, the school released a full list of internally managed public holdings on April 23, 2025. This disclosure is part of Concordia's previously announced Sustainable Intergenerational Fund, which began over 4 years ago. They maintain their fund is now committed to 100% sustainable investments. Concordia spokesperson Julie Fortier confirmed to CJLO that the school made its decision to share its portfolio after many meetings with members of the student union. She said, "This is, quote, part of a commitment to be more transparent," unquote. Ali Salman is a counselor at Concordia's student union who has been involved in pressuring the school to disclose investments for the last 2 years and has been involved in those meetings with administration.
I didn't expect this full disclosure. It was clearly a concession that they had to take to the movement and the pressure that the movement has been putting on them for the past 2 years. And it feels like the work that the movement has been doing for the past year and a half, specifically since the encampment, is actually starting to pay off.
Marches calling to disclose and divest have rung out in the streets and echoed in halls for the last 2 years. But Salman says he does not expect an end to student protests or pressure from the student union when it comes to divestment. CJLO inspected the investment portfolio, which shows holdings as they stand at the end of March and are subject to change on an ongoing basis. We identified multiple investments, which Salman says are a cause of major concern. Boeing Co., a aerospace and defense contractor known for military aircraft missiles and defense systems. Spirit Aerosystems, Inc., supplies fuselage sections and other major aerospace components which are used in military aircrafts. Triumph Co., which also manufactures aerospace components, including systems used in military aircrafts. Rocket Lab USA, aerospace company with a small launch vehicles and defense-related satellite technologies, and Bose Allen Hamilton, Inc., a major government and defense contractor in strategy and intelligence support, which creates AI weapon systems and military drone technologies. However, these holdings only make up about 0.1% of the portfolio. Salman says that's still too much. And he also wants to see Concordia cut its standing engineering internship partnerships with Pratt & Whitney and Lockheed Martin.
As the chant goes, disclose, divest. So next is divestment, I guess. The next thing is to keep, first of all, the demands of the students who are currently being pushed through the faculties in the unions, which is Lockheed Martin, CAE, and Pratt & Whitney. These demands will be first line, and I think Concordia should start by cutting these partnerships and, you know, disclosing these investments, these sustainable investments, actually kind of goes against what Concordia is saying, which is we don't have any weapons companies invested in. We don't invest in weapons companies, yet they have partnerships with weapons companies. So, first of all, Concordia, the next step is to get Concordia to cut ties, to cut these partnerships. And the second step would be for Concordia to end its complicity through the investment.
Fortier from Concordia said that untangling the fund from unsustainable companies has been a challenge. On the remaining funds tied to weaponry, she wrote that the school plans to withdraw as part of the final phase of the transition. She gave no precise timeline. She would not respond to questions regarding the engineering partnerships with Lockheed Martin and Pratt & Whitney. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, everyone.
Hey. Hi.
Welcome back with the Voice of the Voiceless on CGLO 1690 AM. We're here, Judy,
Miriam,
and May.
Welcome to our 10th episode.
Woohoo! 10th episode today. We're so excited to be here. Yeah. It's a very special moment for us. I think the 10th episode really means a lot for us right now. It's like a milestone. So, and we're happy to be here. The sun is shining, I think.
And the weather is getting better.
Yeah, the weather is getting better.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You know, flowers are blooming. Things
and finals
like that.
Are
we're
done.
Seeing green, finally.
We're seeing green. So it's like a really special day for us. So yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy that I'm here with you guys, actually, and I'm doing this project with you. And 10th episode is actually crazy because yesterday we did our first episode.
That's, I know, right? It feels like yesterday.
Well, and I remember like how nervous we were.
Yeah, me too. I remember the first episode, you just put songs.
We're like experimenting.
We didn't know what to do, what to say, but now we've gotten the hang of it and we've shared a lot of topics in this radio show so far. I think our first main one was like generational trauma. We did something on that. We talked about through DNA and through like experiences, how it affects our trauma. We also talked about like many, many things, like moving abroad, being a second, third child immigrant.
Immigrant. Yeah. And, being an international student, like the struggle of being coming here on your own, and Mother's Day,
Women's Day,
like all of these. Actually, Mother's Day here is soon, so on the 11th, we're almost there. Mother's Day here.
Special episode on Mother's Day, hopefully, we'll see. We also invited, I think, two Concordia students so far. They shared...
Three. We invited Jad, Rasha, and Rowan.
Oh, yeah, yes. So they, talked about their experience like moving abroad from their home country, so that was very, very fun. We talked about like immigrant clustering, cluttering.
Oh yeah, that was an interesting
that
topic.
Was good.
That was really,
and
really
the last
interesting.
Time we talked about like the woman expectations.
The expectations. Oh, expectations. Our last episode.
Our last episode was about women expectations.
My mom loved that one. She listened to it. She liked it. The women's expectation, like beauty standards in the Arab world.
It's like we pretty much covered a lot of good topics so far. So I'm pretty excited for the future topics that we're going to cover.
I know.
Stay tuned and listen to us. So
we'll share at the end of the show kind of like what we envision the radio show to be. Maybe we can share first before like what's the... Or remind...
Do you mind?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Remind the listeners or any new listeners that joined us recently. What's the purpose of the show? Things like that. And maybe at the end of the show, we'll just like maybe share what we envision the show to be later on. So do you, who wants to start?
I can say briefly what the show is about. So when we first started, the Voice of the Voiceless is to represent the Arab here in Canada and represents their voices through saying stories that are taboo, talking about things that are not necessarily things that we talk about in our daily life. So it's just to have them have a voice to the world and say what they want to say without any constraints or any... True. Like, we're here to listen, you know? Yeah. Just open up.
Exactly.
I can add a little bit on that. The show is about, like, representing the underrepresented or representing the 100%. Voice of the voiceless.
Yeah.
It's, like, just talking about subjects that we feel relate to us as, like, young Arab women and Arabs in general living in the West. And we've lived a lot in Canada, but some of us also lived a lot in the Arab country, and we just want to show the similarities / differences of each of these parts of the world, and show that there's a lot of richness in the Middle East, and we try to bring it here and just share it to everyone and present it to a wider audience, to Concordia students and things like that. So
to add on that, I would also say that we're choosing art as the way like to express mm-hmm. and to be the voice of the voiceless, because I think art is free for everyone. It's reachable for everyone, and any person who feel like they can't express themselves, they're not heard, they're not seen, we're here to show, like, to show, no, like, we see mm-hmm. you, we hear you, mm-hmm. we feel you, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, as you said, like, as Arabs living in the West, it's different, especially after we're coming from our countries and yeah. going through this shift and everything. So yeah, we're more than just we're ourselves are stories, and you guys are mm-hmm. also stories. So
yeah.
it's like, I don't know, I feel like we are here to make you feel heard. Unique.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to make you feel unique. And Judy said to make you feel heard. Yeah. I like that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you're here to be heard. You're here to tell your story. Like we're opening
you're
up space.
Valid. Yeah. Yeah. Your feelings, yeah. your yeah. existence, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I know. Yeah. each one of us had a different answer, but they all like
align
and combine into a beautiful, beautiful purpose. So I like it. Yeah. Really, really exciting. Mm-hmm. We have a few questions. We can go on and talk about maybe more about our show. This is a special edition of our show because it's the 10th episode. So we'll mostly just talk about
recap
of what how we felt, our journey so far, and things like that, and then. By next week, we'll have a special
episode
with special people. So stay tuned. But for now, we can start with our first or second, how you see it. When we first started, what were you guys most excited or most nervous about? So we're going back, you know, back in
timeline.
I guess we started around February, I believe.
Yeah,
so
we started around February.
Back a few months.
20th.
We started
the 20th of February.
Yeah. I can start. I can like start the maybe explain the story a little bit of how this show was formed, because I don't think we didn't mention it.
No, we did not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea just to like talk about the origins.
Give a backstory.
So May called me.
Yeah. And I was like, I have to call.
May called me one day, just one day. And I was like, oh, May is calling. Let me answer. And so she's just like, oh, by the way, like I went to CGLO, and at that time, I'm sorry, I didn't know what CGLO was. And then May talked a little bit of what it was. I was like, oh, cool, wow, this exists. So I didn't know. So she told me like, oh, like we might be able to have our own radio show and things like that. I was so like, it was a shock for me, but at the same time I was like this is it. this is our moment.
Yeah.
I don't think we can like take that away from us. Like we can't, we have to like grasp it, you know.
Exactly.
Take any opportunity that is offered to us, especially like in a big institution like this one. So I was like, okay, this is a surprise, but I was down. I don't know if you remember, but I was down. I was a bit. I don't think I was skeptical. Was I?
You were not. Yeah. You were like, wow, okay, yeah, let's do this. I'm down. Judy, on the other hand, was a bit skeptical, which I agree. Like, I understand you.
Yeah, because we had other projects, the InterVisuals one, and we're like, this was the last thing that we thought of. Remember, like we were like visuals and everything.
Yeah, but it was our push. Mm. I was like, Judy, yalla, khalas, we have to do it, please, khalas.
I know. It was something. Like that's how. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. It's been since November or October, actually. I think we talked about it in October.
True.
Since October, and we started in February.
Because we took
our time.
We were like grasping the idea, guys. We're gonna go on live radio, so.
Yeah, no, it didn't hit me in the beginning, actually.
You didn't believe it?
No, I didn't believe it. I was like, okay, like, are we actually, like, capable? Like, I don't know, like, for me, it was like, oh my God, am I able to, like, speak live?
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, I know we were capable, and we had this huge, huge idea already that we had a wider project called InterVisuals, and we were, like, really, really down for that, and we've been speaking about, representing us Arabs in Canada for a long time through like art and culture and through
media,
content and things like that. But I just didn't know the live aspect of it was like a bit scary for me. But we're doing it now. So
how was your feelings when you first like came here and like be like before we started,
like the
training,
maybe the process of the training, your feelings towards that, and then once we started our first episode, like our first literal episode, like how did you feel speaking?
I feel like the technical aspects of it was a bit intimidating at first, obviously, because you don't really know how to use it and things like that, but as we continued our episodes, we were able to like really grasp into that, and Cam and like everyone in CGLO really helped us and provided support. But in the first episode, I was a bit speechless. I didn't really know. Like,
I remember you were sitting next to me and you're like, okay guys, we're doing this. Judy was like taking the hang of it, and then our friends were with us. They were like dancing in the background and just like exciting. To make us feel like it's like you're doing great, like you know.
But it was a fun episode, and I think that was just the beginning. So we evolved a lot now, and then we're very comfortable in speaking now and sharing the topics and things like that. So
the beginning of the beginning. May, what about you? Tell us your experience, like. If you want your part of the story, because you're the one who started like coming up with the CGLO, like you were the one who came told us about the CGLO.
I came here because honestly, like I wanted like to volunteer. I was like, let me volunteer. This is something nice, right? I came and I was like sitting here with Cam behind the
desk,
like the desk, and then I was like, oh, like my friends and I, we have this idea, but like we're not sure where to begin. And he was more than welcoming, and he was like, a Middle Eastern show underground music, yes, I'm down for it, so let's go. And I'm like, yes, I do have the playlist, I do have everything ready, I'll just have to tell like the girls. And then I remember I called you first, and then I think I called you, and because like I'm like, I'm not going to text. I have to call. I don't care if they're on Do Not Disturb. I'm calling. So I called you guys and I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. It's like our push, because we were thinking of a podcast before, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. But this is like a great start.
It's kind of like a podcast think about it. It's in a way, but it's just live TV, live radio.
It's actually so nice. It's like a different experience.
It is.
Yeah.
And how did you feel when we did our first episode? Like, how were you feeling? Like,
I was nervous because I was seeing the future, guys. I was like seeing the future, right? And I was waiting for you guys. I was waiting for you guys, and I was like, yalla, let's do it. I'm excited. But I wasn't, I was like very nervous of the touching the thingies, right? I was like, no, this is not me, not today, right?
But I'm waiting for them to come.
It's the experts. I'm leaving it for the experts, right? And yeah, I was nervous, but I love it. What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
When you first told me, I remember, like you just said it, like I was a bit skeptical, and I already said why. It's because of like the other project, and like also it seems like it's intimidating, like as Mimi says, like it's a bit like intimidating in terms of like, oh, like we're going to go live, like we're gonna go do something, like that's crazy, you know, like we never, because we never got the push, remember, like we always like postpone. And I remember we were at La Petite Dap in the plateau when we actually submitted the form.
It was like a moment. I was like, "Khas, guys, we're submitting the form."
Like when we submitted, we're like, yeah, let's, this is our show, this is the name, like we came up with the name, because we had like so many names for like the underrepresented, something like representing the non-underrepresented, something like that.
Of those titles spoke to me like the voice of the voiceless, to be honest.
This name?
This name is like, I think we actually came up with it on the spot, like when we were writing the paper,
I think we had that idea before in our Google Doc.
Let's choose the things from our Google Doc, and we're like, this one, there were so many.
We had it already in mind, so
This was like my feelings towards like the beginning. And then once we were like, okay, we're gonna go for training, I was like, okay, let's go, let's see. The technical part was like, okay, we're learning so many things at the same time, I don't know how I'm gonna like be able to use it. But then it became easier, like as Maryam said, like it becomes easier and easier. And then when we did our first episode, it was kind of like nerve-wracking to go and like talk on live TV and on live TV. Why am I?
I think we're manifesting being on the television. I think you are.
I keep saying live TV.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
On live radio. Like, I was like, okay, a lot of people are hearing us. I don't know how to speak. I don't know how to say. And to be honest, I didn't get comfortable until two episodes ago. I feel
that from you too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from what I heard from you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think me too. I was like that, and I'm slowly becoming more comfortable in being a radio host. So it's really
you were
exciting.
Comfortable from the beginning.
Yeah,
really? you and May, you were comfortable. Yeah, you too.
Me?
Yeah, both
I was
of
like,
you.
Bro, I was stuttering most of the time.
No. But she was like, she's like,
mashallah.
You were on fire. Guys, you were like, I'm used to this. I'm gonna go.
Exactly, like as if you've been having shows. Who are you in another life, girl?
Guys, I'm having a secret life, you guys, that you don't know about.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. That's very sweet of you.
No, of course. Yeah, you were like on fire from the beginning.
100%,
like, you didn't stutter.
Natural, like so natural.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you're natural, and you're always leading the show, which is
true.
Nice. You always have like a lot of things to say.
I have you
I really
guys
like.
Support too. I think I don't think I can do it with anyone, honestly.
Same.
No. Yeah.
We
yeah.
talked about yeah. it. Remember? Yeah. Well, yeah. we were walking, and we're like, I don't like. She said, I don't mm-hmm. imagine doing this
yeah.
project with
yeah.
anyone else.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine like you two. Mm-hmm. Yes. No other people.
No.
No, I can't.
Yeah, because we were just so used to being with each other, mm-hmm. and we spent
yeah.
so much time with each other. And I feel like every time we come here, it's like a discussion between friends, you know. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
it's the flow, the conversation flow is super, super smooth,
natural.
Super
yeah.
natural. So yeah, definitely, it's hard to see
yeah.
it with anyone else. Yeah,
and
yeah,
the
yeah.
voice of the voiceless wouldn't be the same without you guys. Aww. That's what I believe. So
without you two, of course.
Let's go and do some, yeah.
We're going to go on break.
Ads, yeah.
We're going to go on break for a couple of minutes, and we're going to put a song afterwards.
Yeah.
And
stay
yeah,
tuned.
Stay tuned.
Sorry, just the Wait. Yeah, but okay. I think it's now available.
We're
yeah.
gonna speak. We're gonna put our favorite songs too.
Yeah, later.
Favorite songs.
That, yeah.
Blur Blur, presented by SiriusXM, is back for its 7th edition. From June 20th to 23rd, Carlton sur Mer will come alive with performances by Ariane Roy, Petit Belliveau, Clopel Gag, High Classified, Uri, Gus Engelhorn, Belly, Maggie Merlin, and many more. Don't miss the epic beach electro night, the artisan market, the classic mussels and fries dinner, the water skipping tournament, and plenty other fun activities. Contact your friends and plan your Gaspésie getaway. Tickets and details at festivalbleubleu.com.
Tune in to Eastern Promises every Sunday at 8 p.m. with me, Donald Robert, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada. Featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, as well as Acadian and Indigenous sounds, Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises, every Sunday at 8 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
غلاوتك وحلاوتك والشوق اللي مالوش حدود بصراحة بكل صراحة أنا مغرم بعينيك السود وغلاوتك وحلاوتك والشوق اللي مالوش حدود أنا مغرم بعنيك السود
قلبي المفتون مجنون بيكي يا أول غنى بغنيكي قلبي المفتون مجنون بيكي يا أول غنى بغنيكي من قلب القلب طوالي وادي شوقي الهايم حواليك والشوق اللي مالوش حدود بصراحة كل صراحة أنا مغرم بعنيك السود بحلم وبقول على طول روحي يا هنايا ويا فرحة روحي بحلم وبقول على طول روحي يا هنايا ويا فرحة روحي بوهب لك عمري وإحساسي وبسر هوانا وعد روحي والشوق اللي مالوش حدود بصراحة كل صراحة أنا مغرم بعنيك السود وغلاوتك وحلاوتك والشوق اللي مالوش حدود بصراحة كل صراحة أنا مغرم
Hello, welcome back.
Welcome back. Such a good song, Judy. Oh my gosh.
Guys, I went to Cairo for a second and came back. I was on the beach and now I'm back.
I had to choose a favorite song, and this is
just summer
one of,
vibes.
I know.
Yeah, the beach vibes, as May said. Yeah, wow.
This is Ghalautik by Amr Diab, just for everyone who doesn't know the song. It's a very nice song. It's like reminds me of summer. It makes me imagine of how I want, like, you know, like it makes you imagine a dance. That's how I see when I hear the song.
Very
I imagine
intimate,
a dance,
but in a good way.
I know, like I imagine a dance with someone, or like maybe like just dancing on the on the beach, like as you said, like white dress, curly hair, like beach vibes.
Pina colada.
Yeah, like all of these vibes. It's just like it makes me feel like happy whenever I hear it. It reminds me of summer.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. To continue on with our special episode, our 10th episode of The Voice of the Voiceless on CJLO 1690 AM, we asked a few questions to our friends, viewers of the show, and I believe we received a few, May.
Yeah.
You want to start with the most interesting one?
Yeah, actually. We got asked by a very special person how many times we eat shawarma per week, and let me tell you, Jad, if you're hearing us...
Look at you exposing him.
I'm exposing him because he's the shawarma king. Monsieur Jad, we eat shawarma. For me personally, I eat like once a month. You eat every day. أنا بعرف. What about you guys?
Wow.
Very, I need to think about this question.
It touches my soul. Okay.
Tell us guys, shawarma after the show.
Wallah, I'm craving it
I'm down.
After talking about it.
I would say, okay, realistically, maybe like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Realistically, ideally every day. And I dream about it every day because
same.
Obviously.
Shawarma is life, bro.
Yeah.
Shawarma nation, rise.
Oh, gosh. I'm hungry
shawarma.
Now.
Yeah, we have to stop talking about shawarma. Yeah,
After.
Yeah. I eat it once every month, I think, too. Yeah, like, or maybe two times a month. Yeah.
Why?
It depends.
Okay.
I love shawarma. No offense. No offense.
Look at you.
She's like, why? I'm like, no offense.
Yeah.
No offense. But
it's an art shawarma. Anyways, okay.
Moving on
to the next question. What were
One of our questions was, what is the what made us start a podcast? If we want to go for that, because it's like positive question.
Yeah, before the traumatizing questions.
The unfiltered ones.
What made you start a podcast? It started a while back before we, started with CGLO. But we wanted to just like really, as we mentioned before, just to portray like the lived experiences of Arabs in the West and their struggles and their happiness and their negative experiences, their positive experiences, and everything above that. So and then we were like, oh, why not just do a podcast and discuss through a podcast? I know.
We always imagine sitting in the Arabic Arabic style couches on the
with floor. Things like that,
Other than that, we're just like a bunch of yappers. No, I'm kidding. We have like very big things to give our opinions on and everything. And
we wanted to like interview people, so we had this vision back then, but then this opportunity allowed us to like really start instead of a podcast a live show, which is quite different than a podcast. Honestly, it's more more stripped down, I feel like, a live show, which is and more authentic and more truthful than a podcast. So this was a very a positive opportunity that has been given to us.
I would call it beautiful chaos.
Beautiful chaos. Okay.
It's
a nice way to say it, actually. It's just a poetic way.
I think it's the right in me rising right now, guys.
About the podcast, like, I think as Mimi says, it's just like the idea came out with the radio and just explaining, like, we already explained it before, like the main idea of the show, which was being the voice of the voiceless.
True.
Like we don't need to explain more, you know, just saying this title explains it all.
I feel like
says so much. Mm-hmm. The voice of the voiceless, you know. This thing is so interesting, like it's so poetic by itself.
Do you think, guys, we should, I don't know, put a song before we dive into
the next question,
the heavy questions?
Okay. Yeah, we can.
Sure, we can do that.
Who wants
you or her? You want to put yours, May?
I can put mine.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Kelma by Snore. I hope you guys like it.
Yes.
Because it fits with the vibe of the questions, by the way. Just because.
Oh, Kelma.
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy.
What you want from me? I'm trying to wake up. Not the dream that I conquered. شحال من مرة مشيت باغي بعد where you coming from? Can you tell me? ما كفاكش لمي نسيت شحال دازوري كنصبر راسي. دازو ايام والشهور وما قدرتش انساك. Tell me what you want from me. I'm trying to wake up. Love you, hit my lichon. Shall I never cheat? I'm bad. Where you coming from? Can you tell me? My fraction of me. Child, that's all I can suppose. تعجى وبقات كي كانت تعيشها ما بقيتش ليها مهنا وخا عيني كانت وما قديت مخرجتك ما I'm not afraid to
Welcome back on to the Voice of the Voiceless on CGLO 1690 AM. It was a very nice song.
Thank you. I've been listening. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, no, no. Go ahead. Oh. Yeah, you can maybe explain the song a little bit for anyone who doesn't know the lyrics or Arabic.
Of course. So basically, from what I understood, because I do understand a little bit of the Darija, that basically the song is by Snor, and he is explaining how he's missing a person, how he's like suffocating from things that he cannot explain. So that's why he called it Kilma, because sometimes you find it hard to find the
right words.
And he's saying, like, مرت الأيام والشهور وما قدرتش أنساك. So days have passed and I couldn't forget you, more like that vibe. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's hinting towards a regret. And when I listened to this song, actually, I was introduced to this song by someone very special. And yeah, so I feel like this song relates to our question, which is, what is the biggest regret? And what would you guys consider your biggest regret?
Wow, I just...
What is the regret? I don't
remember. What?
Biggest regret is crazy.
I don't know how to say that. But I don't have any regrets, to be honest.
خلاص, if you don't have, you don't
wait,
have.
Wait, maybe we need to think about it.
Yeah, maybe. I never thought. Maybe I do have.
Yeah, biggest regret? That's very...
We might have. You know,
regret, like, not about the show, because it's a beautiful show.
Maybe you did something, you said something, maybe you it could be like very simple, like something you said to your sister and then like you didn't mean it and then you're like, oh, I shouldn't have sent that, something
but
like that.
I think it's today is more about the show, so if we have our answer should be related to the show, not to anything
but the personal was,
We asked on the thing, what's unfiltered questions.
We got an unfiltered question. For sure.
That's very unfiltered, guys.
But we can relate it to something related to one of our topics that we talked about.
True.
Maybe, you know.
Is there a topic that you...
go ahead, Judy. I have an answer, but go ahead. Oh, should I start? Oh, okay. I would say for me, like, I'm quite a perfectionist. So my regret so far is thinking too much or overthinking about making everything perfect. Mm-hmm. So just like making sure, oh my god, I have to like say this. I can't say this. Yeah. What if someone thinks about me like this? You know, like. Like that, like overthinker and that, like perfectionist capabilities, I guess, that I have, really is something that I'm trying to fight and like say, okay, everything is fine, just let go, breathe, be yourself, things like that. So my biggest regret is overthinking.
But is it really a regret?
It does affect you in a way. I think it does. I feel like stuff that you... Like, it's like not really like important to think about. Like, ooh, who cares,
like,
you know?
I wish I have done this. Like, kind of scenarios. Yeah. Like, I wish I have said that. But it's in your head.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Makes
so
sense.
That perfectionist aspect of it, which is a bit, bit hard to cope with. But yeah, that's my answer.
What about you?
Me, I... To be honest, like, I don't say it as regret at the same... Because for me... Things happen, like, we're humans, like, we do stuff, and I feel like it, we're humans, like, we do mistakes.
Yeah.
So we cannot regret whatever we've done, you know, like, we can learn from it, that's how I see it.
Yeah, of course, to learn
so
from
for
it,
me,
yeah.
I see, like, one thing maybe I regret sometimes is, like, saying stuff not in the right moment, or, like, overreacting.
Mm. It's like the overthinking aspect.
In a way, in a way, but I don't overthink, I overreact without thinking. That's the problem, because I don't think, and I just react.
It's like impulsiveness a little bit.
Sometimes that happens. But That's it, but I don't think I regret it. I think it's more like I see it as a something that I don't like about myself, and I try to change that in a way. Because I don't know.
Yeah, it's, regret, not, it's not regret. It's like more
regret
of a...
Regret is a very big
maybe
a word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's yeah. like at first it could be like you could feel it as a regret. Mm-hmm. Then once you like actually, you know, start healing and start thinking about
that's
it, you're like,
see, yeah.
oh, mm-hmm. but maybe this was a lesson learned or mm-hmm. this is something that like, you know, practice makes perfect.
You're
so,
right. Yeah, yeah.
So it's like things like that. So it's like you have yeah. to reflect on it. Before,
it's true. That's
know,
how I saw it. That's how I see it now. Mm-hmm. I think at the beginning, like when something happened, whatever, with my family, with my friends, and I say something I regret, and then mm-hmm. after I look at it, I shouldn't regret this because yeah. it had mm-hmm. to be said, you know, it had mm-hmm. to be said
after,
and I said it yeah. and I reflect on it and be like, okay, yeah. maybe next time I'll try not to do that, you know,
right.
like that's
right.
how I look at it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, can
what
you,
about
do you
want
to answer, Mae?
Yeah, for me, I think like maybe acting not using logic,
mm-hmm.
you know, like following my emotions way too much. And also saying stuff that I shouldn't say or mm. acting certain ways without being aware. But when I'm back and aware to it, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe mm. I shouldn't have said that. So I do feel because regret is a part of learning. Mm-hmm. I see it. I take it as when you acknowledge something
mm.
and you are aware of it, that shows that you want to try and you want to change this thing about yourself. I don't see it as a negative thing because sometimes we have to regret some stuff, sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much yeah. things I've done or said, and I'm sorry if I did anything. So.
No.
Public apology.
Yeah, so regret equals lesson learned.
Exactly.
That's our conclusion for this question. Thank you for
yeah, it's
whoever
it's
asked that question.
They that question.
Woke up and chose violence.
That question was also traumatizing, actually.
Which question?
It was
third question?
The trauma.
What is a trauma that you remember like from back home?
Back home.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should talk about that.
I have...
Trigger warning. We need a trigger warning for this.
I have a story in
okay.
my head because
yeah,
I asked
go
you
ahead.
This before.
Okay. Would you like to share? Are you comfortable?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. I think I can
okay.
share.
Yeah.
Okay. The trauma... Like, something I remember very clearly was during the war in Syria. I remember that was the most traumatizing experience because I remember we were at our friend's house and they were in the second floor and we heard the helicopters like around our building and we heard them like what is it? Bullets? Like
the bullets.
Yeah. Like we heard the bullets and I remember like I was 8-9 at that time, I
wow.
think we were with our friends
mm-hmm.
and I remember I was like, mama, I want to go to mama, blah, blah, like whatever and like it
God.
Was me and my brother, so we went down to our
yeah.
place
mm-hmm.
and I remember we put our beds mm-hmm. next to
the
doors.
No.
At this point there's no way you can stay next to the window, you have
yeah.
to like be as far as you possible
100%.
And I remember it was me, mama, my brother, my older was at my cousin's, he
mm-hmm.
wasn't with us
mm-hmm.
but we slept for 2 days next to the door.
Wow.
Like next to the door for 2 days because
wow.
we were scared and we couldn't leave the house, like
yeah.
we can't
oh,
like we were
course.
stuck.
Mm-hmm.
We were here, we were waiting until one of our friends left and he was like, we went to Lebanon.
Wow.
So he was like, okay, now we can leave too.
Okay. Yeah.
So afterwards the day 2 days after, we slept in our bed but like we were still scared, like you
no,
know
yeah.
of course.
And then we left to Lebanon and then we wow. came back, but like it was
wow. rocky.
It was very like this moment I remember until now, and every time I hear a plane sound or a helicopter sound, I remember this part.
Wow.
That maybe this is happening again, you know.
Wow.
I still remember it. So
I could imagine like how you were feeling internally.
Mm-hmm. So this is like the most traumatizing thing.
Sorry, love.
Well,
no, okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, that's very brave.
yeah
thank
yeah,
you
yeah.
No, it's okay, Annie. It's part of life, you know, like 100%. a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
We're all living life for
mm-hmm.
the first time and we have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
mm-hmm.
very sad what's happening. So
yeah.
Do we have any more questions, Mae? of any other viewers or friends? No?
I think we're good.
Okay.
So maybe we can
go on ads, I think, and then maybe play your song later. Yeah, yeah. Zena.
Okay.
We'll play that.
Sorry for putting the energy down.
Guys, I'm so sorry. Maybe the song.
The question was like.
The song will help. The song will help.
Inshallah, hopefully.
Inshallah, yeah.
Sorry for traumatizing everyone.
Stay tuned.
Such a traumatizing story, actually.
Oh, no, wow.
Thank you for sharing, though. It was very, very brave. Very brave. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it's like good to like say it out loud.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's good.
Feels better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enjoy.
Ultimate Comic Haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Do you like bubble baths? Hot cocoa on cold night? Snuggling up with a sweetie and listening to the radio? Well, if you answered yes to at least two of those, might I suggest Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO's number one easy listening comedy advice talk radio show hosted by me, Delilah Karen. We bring on a guest or two from the Montreal comedy world to answer real advice questions and maybe share a few funny stories along the way. Advice by the Fireplace, every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690. Oh, also, I love you. We'll be right back.
So, hi. Sorry, I was so into the music.
We're
so
dancing.
I don't know what to say. Welcome back to the Voice of the Voiceless. You were listening to Zina, Raina, Rai. We are Rai. This is a music band that is still playing, and their origins were from Sidi Bel Abbas in Algeria. This is like their most iconic song out there. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Loved it.
It's such a nice song, actually.
Loved it. Yes. Especially the last part. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh my God, 10 seconds. Did you like it, Judy? It was your first time listening to it. Mm-hmm. So what did you think?
I really like it. I really like the vibes of the song and the way like the melody is. Mm-hmm. And the rhyme, like... I don't listen to these type of music, so listening to this type of new genre, so interesting. Like I was telling them, like both of you, when we were on break, like I really like the mix that we do all the time, like mixing all the music and like putting different genres that people don't listen to usually, especially in the art world. So getting exposed to that is so interesting.
We have so much richness to explore here at the Voice of the Voiceless.
Just wait.
But we have a few questions left. Speaking about what we presented in our show, do you guys have maybe a moment or a topic that you loved presenting so far? For example, one of the topics that I liked presenting was Rai, actually, because we presented it already at the show and in the show, Voice of the Voiceless, and we talked about the history, things like that. So that was one of my favorite ones. I'll think of another one, but maybe you guys can start.
Me, I really liked speaking about our last episode when we were talking about like the standards and how a woman should act in the Arab world, because I feel like I was trying to because I got the opportunity to speak about something that I wasn't able to speak about before, and something it's like I don't have the courage to speak about before. So I think that topic especially made me realize like how we're all unique and beautiful in our own ways, and how we were like almost like being ruined by society standards, which is it's a problem, but we're still learning, we're still figuring it out. So
I did like also that part of the show, and I feel like we also mentioned like we have hope also for the future generations. And then I also liked your tip about the natural remedies. That was a nice one. I think we just like we really like talk about, I think that really ended well the episode and things like that.
I agree 100%. I was gonna say this episode like that but it's okay. Like I had this episode also, like one moment from the episode, which was like the last question. Like the last question with the, after we listened to Elissa by Imraiti. And actually it turned out, you know this song, it turned out it's like a woman talking to herself in the mirror after being sexually assaulted or something. I didn't know that, which was so interesting. Like the song and like how I didn't know about that until after the show, actually.
Yeah, because if you focus, if you go back to the lyrics, it's يا مرايتي يا اللي بتعرفي حكايتي.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Would you, how do you translate that, May?
So, it's like my mirror. You're the one who knows my story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, because you always go in the mirror, right, and talk about yourself.
Yeah.
Right. So this was a very nice song. And after, when we asked the question, like how would we have told our past self,
yeah,
in the mirror, or yeah, what would we tell, and like how we ended on like we should do something to ourselves, you know,
yeah,
which is
true.
I really liked, and it really resonates with me.
Yeah.
Such a really fulfilling and heartwarming, mm-hmm, ending,
yeah,
of our last,
yeah,
show.
And also the topic about mothers, like, mm-hmm, that also
mothers,
was,
yeah, 100%.
It was something, you know, like it made me like think about a lot of things.
It's
and
true.
Realize a lot of things, and
yeah, because our mothers were like little mm-hmm girls once, and they're living life for the first time, mm, and like as I imagine my mom being a little girl, I'm like, no, I cannot be mean to that little girl, you,
yeah,
know.
Mm.
And I was gonna say a point, like the thing about like our music as like Middle Eastern music and everything, like you can take it and you can make it your own. You can take the lyrics and make them your own and explain them the way you want, what, no matter what the song is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially like if we want to go back to Rai, as in Rai, mm-hmm, as well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Your opinion. Mm-hmm. Give your opinion, yeah, on many topics. So, yeah. I agree with you guys. That was also my favorite, one of my favorite parts of the show. We have a few minutes left. Maybe we can either put a song or ask a question. What do you want? What do you guys feel?
Let's dance a little bit.
Let's dance.
The questions were...
Yes. Yeah.
Happy 10th episode, everyone.
Happy 10th episode.
It was so nice. I'm going to hug all of you. We're going to dance
after,
now when we put the song.
Yeah.
But happy 10th episode.
And to the other 10 next episodes.
Yeah.
You guys
hopefully
have to stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more interviews, for more topics about our culture and our art. So we have a lot to say, and hopefully the next 10 episodes will be as joyful and as enjoyable as these
Inshallah
were with you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Inshallah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. Good hopes. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
See you soon.
حبيبي يا نور العين يا ساكن خيالي عاشق بقالي سنين ولا غيرك في بالي حبيبي يا نور العين يا ساكن خيالي عاشق بقالي سنين ولا غيرك في بالي
الله عليك الله
على سحرها